Hey, it's Barb, and I want to speak to you today about a concept that's not really new, but I learned recently about a formula, if you will, that kind of sets it on fire. And that's the idea of creating unstoppable momentum. And I give full credit to these ideas and the exact combination of them to a woman named Marissa Murgatroyd, who I just recently became familiar with this past week. And they're the same ideas that I have experienced for myself and been teaching, but just the way that she combined them, I just really liked. And I wanted to share it with you. So the idea is that we get very specific about what it is that we want, and which is a vision. And then we set ourselves up for constant wins. And then we sustain that motivation into what she calls unstoppable momentum. So three steps. So the first one is that you imagine in your vision. Sometimes we use words and we've heard them forever and ever, and they're kind of flat. By flat, I mean it's not exciting to think about them. She calls a vision your future self, and that you imagine, and I like that word better than visualize, and I've used that a lot too, but you imagine who you're becoming through the course of every step of the way of what you do. So you just keep imagining who this rider is and what you're creating with your horse, and you really keep that in the forefront of your mind. And particularly if you are focusing on a really small step, say that you're going to incorporate, I'll just use a cutting example, like in your herd work, you're just going to step forward, say, for example, or aim more precisely at the throat latch of the cow, or time when you step up and how you step, you know, whatever it is, the little piece that you're doing, that you imagine, not just analytically, but imagine yourself doing that and feeling it and what that means to being a really proficient, professional, elegant, precise, dramatic cutter. And by cutter, I mean the ability to separate a cow from the herd. You know, that your herd work just takes this giant step up. So you, whatever step you're working on, you imagine it, but also you add it to the vision of this beautiful performer, beautiful ability to get better and better in the sport of cutting your herd work. Again, as an example. So the first step is to really use this idea of your future self in a very active way. The second step is that you celebrate the things that you do well. Now, again, this is something that I've talked about a lot, and it's easy to think, yeah, Barb, okay, I did that pretty good, but did you see what I messed up over there? But besides the fact that we get more of what we recognize and appreciate, the other idea is that we allow ourselves to really, you know, celebrate and to really think of each little thing that we do well as a, like a yes. So you get into the habit of thinking about small wins and being delighted by each little step. And sometimes you get that from the people around you, and other times you don't. So these, all of these steps are things that we are going to be training ourselves to do. So the first one is that vision of your future self and being awesome, not only the small step, but how it's going to add to the big picture. The next thing is to know the power of like really reliving and celebrating and going yes for those small wins. And of course, you keep taking steps forward. And then what happens is that as you develop those first two steps, then you start to get this feeling of certainty that nothing is ever going to get in your way. And you feel this uninterrupted flow of experience, wins, corrections, experience, wins, corrections. So you never revert back to, I don't know if I can do this. You know, you don't sweep over the whole thing. That was horrible. That was great. You just are always having the vision of yourself as this beautiful rider in whatever it is that you do. You visualize what you're about to do. You take the wins and you celebrate them. You find the little piece that you're going to correct. And because of this process, when you really adapt it, you get very used to seeing yourself that way, again, taking these small wins and knowing that you're going wherever it is that you want to go with your riding. So that's what I have for you today. It's a little different version of a lot of the things that we have talked about in the past, but I just really love the way that she put it together. So have a great week. And as always, you know, I love to hear from you. And that's what I've got for you today. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.